Hello and welcome to the Albino Leper Boy Show.
Hey everybody, this is your awesome host, Stephen Hines, author extraordinaire, with episode 19 of the Albino Leper Boy Show. I have a ton of killer music to play for you, so I'm going to dispense with a lot of babbling and just get to the point. Here is ZO2 with the title track from their newest CD called Painted Lady. Cincinnati over the summer, and killer live band. Sound just as good, if not better, live than they do in the studio. And they're also the stars of a hilarious comedy on the Independent Film Channel called Z-Rock, in which they play a struggling rock band trying to make it as rock stars by night, and during the day they play children's birthday parties with acoustic guitars and bongos and stuff like that. If you have a sick sense of humor, check it out. You can download the season on iTunes or you can buy it somewhere. Totally recommend it. Great band. Speaking of great bands, I'm going to play a couple new tracks from my favorite band, the Wild Hearts, tonight. If you don't like it, too bad. It's my show, not yours. Bite me. This is actually a track from the Wild Hearts new CD that was on the Japan-only release called Zine Requiem. The CD, by the way, the newest one is called Chutzpah. And this is a phenomenal and touching song about a friend of Ginger's. I believe it's about the guy who did the album artwork for their PHUQ album and about his suicide. And the song gives me chills every time I hear it. So here it is, Zine Requiem.
When you talked about your suicide, I never took it serious at all. Out of sight, but never out of mind. I didn't see no writing on the wall.
Track for the Japan only release. That song really hits me hard. They made it available as a free download on their official website right around the time that my grandma died. And even though it's a song about someone committing suicide, it pretty much just ripped my heart out the first time I heard it, because I was kind of in a vulnerable state of mind. And the line about somebody being 6 feet underground and never being able to see them or hang out with them again kind of just was very timely, and had a hard time listening to it right around the time of the funeral, but great song. Anyway, enough of being a Mr. Depressing Pants here. I recently got into a band called No Means No, and I'm sure a bunch of you out there are probably saying, geez, what took you so long? You're an idiot. You're a Johnny Come Lately of the worst sort. You know, yeah, I'll agree with that. So, but anyway, this is a song off of No Means No, their Wrong CD, which is generally considered their masterpiece or something like that. And I need to get all their other stuff because I don't have it yet. And they're so freaking brilliant that I should have everything that they've ever released. So I'm making that a personal goal of mine. This is a song called Rags and Bones. And if you pay attention to the lyrics, it seems to me that they're tying in some stuff from Moby Dick in there. So intelligent prog punk or prunk artists with literate lyrics. How dare they?
Cigarette butt, boy.
is that brilliant or what? You just heard No Means No with Rags and Bones from their Wrong CD. Get it. And now it's time for my typical speech. If you're going to illegally download stuff, which I would ask you kindly not to, please download it legally. Most of the artists I play on here are not filthy rich, and they need some money. They deserve to be paid for their geniusness. So please download it legally, or if you're going to if you're going to download stuff illegally, at least don't be a total douchebag and buy some merchandise from these guys and gals and help them put food on the table. Help them reap the fruits of their labor. Speaking of indie artists who deserve to be paid ridiculously well, one of my favorite bands that I play in here quite a bit is called The Bronx, and they are, ironically enough, a California modern punk band. They just recently put out a mariachi album under the name Mariachi El Bronx, and I freaking love it. I thought, oh man, I don't know if I'm gonna like that or not, but I'll check it out just because I love the Bronx. And I checked it out and I freaking can't stop listening to it. So I'm gonna play a killer track from Mariachi El Bronx called My Brother the Gun. Get on it, Batos. So funny. I'd like to dedicate that respectfully to my sister-in-law, Lena. I hope you enjoyed that. Mi nariz es lleno de mocos. I would also, while I'm in dedication mode, like to dedicate a killer track from the newest New York Dolls CD to my beautiful bride, Missy. Missy, I love you, and the song is for you. It's called Better Than You, and it's dedicated also to anybody who wants to talk smack about my wife, because she's way better than you.
My baby, don't talk nasty about her. You ain't even got no class. I'm gonna kick your ass. My baby treats me like a Maharaja, deceiving nothingness. My baby brings me happiness. But she don't need sensation. Got mystical frenzy, tempered by an irony, verging on blasphemy. I'm gonna see my baby, find out how she's getting along in the twilight of destiny. Says my music's better, it's much better than it sounds. It's better than you, it's better than. It brings me happiness, deceiving nothingness. Better than you, I'm better than you. She's better than you, I'm better than you. Don't talk nasty about my baby, I call she's better than.
You just heard the New York Dolls, and that is a track called Better Than You. My favorite line in that song is a phenomenal pun, and he says, my baby is a Brazilian times better than you. Wax on, wax off, grasshopper. Well, I'm playing some mellow stuff and dedicating stuff to family. Well, this is not dedicated to anybody, but this is a song by a band called Death Is a Branding, and two of the members in this killer band are cousins of mine, first cousins to be exact, Mark Johnston and Brad Johnston, and this is a song off of their new EP, and it is called Stop and Stare.
Oh,
Two first cousins, and Kurt Carver and Tom Vanderpool on bass. Kurt Carver plays regular guitar, by the way. Brad plays drums. Mark plays guitar and sings. Great band. I know because half of them is related to Mud. And one last mellow song. I've been listening to a little bit of Husker Du lately, and I felt like playing the song since it's pretty much my favorite song on their Candy Apple Gray album. And it's a nice, mellow, melodic, catchy acoustic tune. Really nice and short also. So here you go. And then we're going to close that with a heavy rocker.
There are things that I'd like to say, but I'm never talking to you again. There's things I'd like to pray somewhere, but I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you. I put you down where you belong, but I'm never talking to you again. I show you everywhere you're wrong, but I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to trying to talk to you. Talking to you. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you.
Fine, man. I didn't want to talk to you anyway. Screw you guys.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Yeah, for the last track on episode 19 of the Albino Loverboy Show. Once again, this is author Stephen Hines. Check me out on my website, www.stephen.org, and check out some of my books. Give me some of your money. Great Christmas presents for anybody you might know. Birthday presents as well. Last song is the title track from the Wild Hearts' newest CD called Chutzpah. And I freaking love this song because it has crushing, killer guitar riffs in it. And they use this bizarre effect that's mostly used on like club dance music during the chorus. And it's such an odd combination. And then it takes another huge left turn on you at the end and turns into this epic mellow jam with piano. So just one more reason why the Wild Hearts are the greatest band to have ever graced the planet since the Beatles. If you disagree with me, I'm sorry, you're wrong, I'm right. Until next time, I will hopefully see you in December instead of taking like 2 months off like I did before, but real life gets in the way. Here are the Wild Hearts with Chutzpah. Bye-bye, kitties.
It's time to relax. When the season's right.
sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
The number you have dialed has been changed. The new number is... Please note, the new number is... 666.